Good morning. I'm Laura Levine from the WRL Newsroom with a look at some of today's top stories. Today is a WRL Weather Alert Day, where a flood watch is currently underway. Isolated severe storms and tornadoes possible today with highs in the 80s. Two people are in jail after a chase and crash on I-540 near the Buffalo Road exit. Troopers say they tried to pull over a car when it sped off. The chase lasted about 2 miles, then the driver hit another car and the median. The driver and a passenger both jumped out and ran, but Wake County Sheriff's Office officers were able to track them down. Today, we'll get a clearer look at the efforts underway to protect your kids in school. The state's Safer School Task Force will share some of its work. They'll review the latest data on how many school shooter threats are out there and the tools to prevent violence before it happens. This evening, the Durham Police Department is hoping to bring in new talent as it deals with a shortage of officers. The department is hosting in-person and virtual hiring events starting at 6 o'clock tonight. Durham Police have been holding these job fairs twice a month. WRL's Five on Your Side is tracking new developments into their investigation with the North Carolina State Treasurer's Office. That includes miscalculated payouts and a botched audit. Last month, WRL's Keely Arthur told you about retirees on the hook for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, that was because of an overpayment error at the Retirement Systems Division. Tonight at 6, she reveals a new batch of people who had their benefits taken away, this time based on a law that didn't exist. Have a good morning.